This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says the U.S. military in northeast Syria will be leaving that area after Turkey's leader said he'll launch an attack on Kurdish forces there. Those Kurdish fighters fought alongside American troops in a long battle to defeat ISIS. Military analyst Mike Lyons telling CBS News the president's wanted to do this for a while.
It's part of the reason Secretary of Defense James Mattis resigned. There's been conflict since the president took over. He's been wanting to be out of this part of the world.
The oldest living former president Jimmy Carter not letting a fall prevent him from helping build houses for the needy. The Carter Center says the 95-year-old fell at his home in Georgia yesterday and needed stitches above his brow, but he told a crowd later,
I had a number one priority, and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police have arrested one of two suspects in a weekend bar shooting in Kansas City, Kansas, that left four people dead and five others wounded. 23-year-old Javier Alatorre was taken into custody yesterday afternoon just across state lines in Kansas City, Missouri. The second suspect, 29-year-old Hugo Villanueva Morales, still at large. This woman had been playing pool in the bar, but says she got out before the shooting began.
Something told me I need to go home, so I just got lucky.
The U.S. Supreme Court begins a new term today among major cases on the docket, cases involving immigration and abortion. A federal appeals court in New Orleans will hear arguments today on a Mississippi abortion law that bans the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy. U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves striking down that law last November, ruling that it violated women's constitutional rights. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Negotiations to end a strike of workers for General Motors are reportedly taking a turn for the worse. That's in the words of a United Auto Workers Union official. They say progress has been made, but the talks have been breaking down in recent days as they claim GM has shown an unwillingness to fairly compensate its employees. Nearly 50,000 workers have been on the picket lines since September 16th. Still following developments when it comes to those mysterious illnesses that have been striking people who vape. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention now saying over 1,000 cases have been confirmed in the U.S., and many hundreds more have been reported but are still being looked at. USA Radio's Wendy King has an update.
The CDC said at least 18 deaths have been confirmed in 15 states, and Connecticut has just reported another one. More deaths remain under investigation. The first illnesses occurred in late March. Recently, 200 or more cases have been reported each week. Only Alaska and New Hampshire have yet to report cases. Doctors say the illnesses resemble an inhalation injury. Symptoms include severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain.
And be advised, if you're a fan of the McRib, McDonald's is bringing it back for a limited time only at most of its restaurants starting today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I don't think anybody said it was going to be easy, did they? I mean, to get this country back on track. I mean, look at any good business person, anybody who studies, organizations and the way they work. Understand that along the way, in any track, we can lose our way and make a wrong turn. The opportunity we have here is it is a call for leadership and management to be able to step up and say, wait a minute, slow down. Let's call time out on this situation instead of continuing to forge forward here. Let's find out where we went wrong. Where did we make a wrong turn? You know, was it in the mid-60s when, we had progressives say that, God was no longer needed in the classrooms of America? We know what's happened since then. And I can understand why you might say maybe that was in the 60s. Was it FDR with his whole new deal saying that, we just came off the Depression and it was heartbreaking and, people had a hard time, dealing with it. And I mean, that's the understatement, hard time, the tragedies that occurred during the Depression. But it was a time for America to learn. And but what happened is we had an overreach of government. Was that it? When government came in and said, look, you're not able to take care of yourself any longer. You really need big government to come in. Probably needed some government, but not quite to the level that it did. I mean, because what it brought was welfare, to the country. And it really debilitated the citizenry because it started to move them away from from self, from the ability of self to sustain themselves, to be self-responsible, to be self-actuating. No, it was going to be the government that was going to come in. And keep in mind, before welfare, I mean, you go, wow, people have always been poor. How did we manage it? Well, we managed it in communities. Churches, people who had, took care of people in the neighborhood, and we work together in community. All of a sudden, that is all compromised. It's no longer the communities. It's no longer the strength of the community to get credit for helping people. Now we look to the government. Again, another chip. Chipped away. Did it happen at the turn of the century when progressives were able to successfully, I'm talking the 20th century here, in the early 1900s, when progressives were able to systematically go after our educational system and start to move reason out of the classroom? Progressives had a better idea as to what the American idea was all about. Actually, they wanted to get rid of it. And it's been a very slow process, since that period of time. Did it happen? I think one of the key bookmarks was in the mid-1800s with the presentation of Darwin's Species of Man. Because all of a sudden it gave credence to those that didn't want to believe in God, that refused to believe in God. All of a sudden, evolution, you know, it was just, there's no higher power. You know, it was just a happenstance. And even Darwin, if the truth be known, knew that it was, you know, it was interesting. It was an interesting idea, something to chat about, but I don't think he really believed in it, ultimately. In fact, there are reports that he didn't, ultimately. But what he set into motion was a, you know, was a number of people that found this to be a convenient tool. And this is what happens when things are, you know, published. Because once they're published and they get out there, then all of a sudden it has credence, has credibility. And this is what's happening with our mainstream news, and we'll get into more detail on that right now. Because when something's published, whether it's newspaper or otherwise, then, well, it must be so. Everybody's saying this, right? I mean, the generalities that fly out there, I mean, it's like, it's amazing to me how things are presented, that everybody must feel this way. And so off of that, and then, of course, you had people that didn't believe that, but they fear, okay, it's just a phase, let them go. You know, we'll let them, you know, it'll pass. We'll let them chew on that. Well, meanwhile, you know, as it's been said, if you repeat a lie enough, suddenly it becomes the truth. Okay? And along the line, throughout this whole process, you know, common sense is being thrown out the window. Common sense no longer is valid. And as progressives continue to get a stranglehold around our very minds and our thinking, and the format of how we should think and look at things began to change and adopt to the rules of progressives, to the point that today, hey, look at, if you're outside of the line of progressives and you don't go along with them, you're invalidated. You have there's no place for you in their society, and this society that they have claimed for themselves, all covered by political correctness, 63 gender options, all this insanity that's going on. Common sense out the door. I got to tell you, last week we had an interesting conversation. I'm going to have Robert Curry back too, because we need to have him back. And if you have not gotten your hands on his book, Reclaiming Common Sense: Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World, do yourself a favor. Get your hands on this book. This will help you understand, you know, the fight that we're in. Like in any situation, you need to know what you're up against. And what's happened, because for decades we've ignored it, because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, you know, if the knuckleheads want to jump off the roof to test whether or not gravity exists, well, we'll just let them jump off the roof. But meanwhile, what they do is, I mean, it would be one thing if they all jumped off the roof, but they don't. They just assume that everybody knows that gravity doesn't exist because they say so. And so, again, a lie perpetuated long enough and left unchallenged now becomes the truth. Well, it must be that way, you know. You know, climate change, all this deleterious stuff associated with the climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels, if there's any left, to tell us that, you know, we're killing her and we've robbed her of her childhood. You know, this is the thing about choice. You know, we are free will agents, and you can choose whatever it is that you want to choose. And for her, you know, she chose to buy into this ideology brought to you by the progressives. And of course, now she's a useful tool. And I say tool, you know what I mean, okay? I don't mean this in any other respect than what it is. She's being used by the left. And I wonder, you know, like all people that have been used down the way and have been duped, including us, is that you get to that point in life where you go, ah, they used me. I can't believe I wasn't smart enough. No, it's, I'll tell you, it's quite the barrage. And this is all systematic. And at the very root of this is they get you to question your own common sense. Your common sense that says, look, you're a male by biological obvious notation here. You are a female, it's obvious. But now, no, progressives say that's not true. So they're rewriting everything, and they're getting people to go along with it, and then you wonder why we're in chaos. Because we've abandoned common sense. And as I say to you, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this, you need to get your hands on Robert Curry's book, Reclaiming Common Sense. I'll tell you, this will help you if you're serious about getting this country back on track. Because not only this country, but our families back on track too. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If you truly are sorry, I know I can speak for myself. I forgive you. And I know if you go to God and ask him, he will forgive you. And I don't think anyone could say it. Again, I'm speaking for myself, not even bad for my family. But I love you just like anyone else. I'm not gonna say I hope you rot and die just like my brother did, but I personally want the best for you. And I wasn't gonna ever say this in front of my family or anyone, but I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you. Because I know that's exactly what both of them would want you to do. And the best would be give your life to Christ. I'm not gonna say anything else. I think giving your life to Christ would be the best thing that both of them would want you to do. Again, I love you as a person. And I don't wish anything bad on you. I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please? Please?
Yes.
We know, based on the video evidence, what ensued after that. He went and, this is the brother of the one who was killed by Amber Geiger, the police officer, Dallas officer. And what an incredible moment, you know, that you have like this. I mean, this is, it's encouraging. In one respect, when you hear the truth of God like this, because this young man could not have spoken and could not have had any kind of capacity within and of himself to have any kind of forgiveness toward her. I mean, his brother, his older brother, is no longer. And this young man, because of the love of Christ, that's it, you know. Because of Christ in him. And, you know, we don't want to talk, people don't want to talk about this stuff. And, you know, at a regular general market type talk show and radio show, they kind of scoot around this. But this is the essence. See, this is really what it's all about. Because when you think about where we are as a culture right now, you know, with relative truth and the abandonment of godly principles, as I was mentioning earlier, common sense. I mean, common sense was at the very core of the founding of our country. Common sense, those instinctual things of our better angels that are God-given. Common sense. And this is why we need to reclaim this if we're going to get this country back on track. And common sense, I mean, for the options that were before him to live a life of bitterness. But again, you know, we saw this happen in North Carolina as well. And we interviewed people who came on the show and have written about it. That was just so phenomenal what happened there, how the people forgave as a body. And there were some, you know, saying, hey, I'm not there yet. That's honest. That's okay. But led by Christ, led by godly example, common sense, they said, we choose to forgive. And it was a teaching moment for the rest of the country. How we can approach things like this. And here it is, of course. The victim who was shot is black. Amber Geiger is white. And, thank God. Thank God, and I mean this with all my heart, that the race baiters didn't come in. I mean, they tried to, because they do. They're not going to let any good, good crisis go to waste. I mean, this becomes a fundraising opportunity for the likes of Jesse Jackson. I mean, and I appreciate, by the way, your comments with Joel Gilbert, who was on with us on Friday for an entire hour in talking about the hoax of the Trayvon murder case, Trayvon Martin. And, you know, it's disgusting to think of what these attorneys and what happened there in Florida in terms of the response to the Trayvon Martin trial and the complicity of his mother, sadly. And I feel for his mother. I mean, you could tell she was heartbroken in that, but she knew. She knew a witness had been exchanged out. And it all fed this narrative this narrative of white on black, because it all started, remember, for me, being Hispanic. I mean, I said, what's a white Hispanic? I've never heard of a white Hispanic before. But George Zimmerman was a white Hispanic, because white and black, you get that white and black, you got that conflict that goes on, that continues to cause us to reject common sense and buy into this media narrative that they all pulled their efforts together. See, and they're shocked because President Trump says, you know, you're fake. You know, you are the lying media. What you have done to we the people is an absolute disservice. You have us at odds with one another. And this is what they did. You know, and as Professor Riley reported, when you check this out and you Google, you know, Trayvon Martin associated deaths and crimes and that sort of thing, you know, at least, I mean, close to 100, I think. And there's probably more than that. But what they've reported anyway, I guess what the media can report, or at least what's on the Internet, you know, where you had people shot. Oh, that's for, take that. That's for, you know, that's for Trayvon Martin. Another young kid was, they poured gasoline on him right there in front of his mother and burned him alive. All because of Trayvon. That's because of Trayvon Martin. And you got the president of the United States. Trayvon could have been my son. Maybe could have. You know, but sadly, as Joel had documented very well, by the way, one of the few that did this, public information available for anybody to see. Media doesn't do it. But Joel does. He does us a great favor and spells it out so that you understand more about Trayvon Martin, who he's about, and how he started to veer off the road and go down, you know, kind of a hoodlum sort of trajectory there. And we do that. I mean, gosh, I remember when I was a kid, I was, you know, thinking I was all that in a bag of chips. Fortunately, I had a dad that loved me too much, and he grabbed a hold of me. And he grabbed a hold of me in such a way that I knew he wasn't kidding. I mean, you know, here's a man that, you know, raised, me and my mother raised 9 kids. But I was thinking I was all that. And he got a hold of me one evening in the living room and let me know. I mean, he used to always get my attention in other ways. Usually, I mean, he would cut our hair. And when he would cut our hair, then he would always, you know, when he wanted to talk to me, he'd say to me, he'd go, William, I want you to know that you've disappointed your mother and me. Oh, my gosh. When we were little, you know, he would go to the closet and pull out his belt, and we knew when that was coming. It was, oh, my goodness, you know, we're in for just punishment. And it was always those things. Well, I'm not going to cry, and, you know, I was going to be stubborn, and I was going to let him, you know, spank me, and I know I probably deserved it and all that, but I wasn't going to cry and be stubborn. But then when I was about 10 years old, he realized that wasn't working, you know, being spanked. But he would say that to me. He would say, as I'm getting my hair cut, I couldn't go anywhere. He's got my full attention. He's got my hair. William, I want you to know, your mother and I are disappointed in you. Oh, my gosh. Dad, can I go to the closet? I want to get the belt. Just come, just hit me with the belt. Don't tell me I've disappointed you. You know, but the problem we had is that our consciousness is being formed by fake media, and they've got us at each other's throat. We've got this whole situation. Trayvon Martin, the controversy of it all, became fundraisers for the race baiters. They made all kinds of money off of that, disgustingly, right? And look at the cities that it destroyed. Gave us the Ferguson effect. Baltimore, you got the mayor of Baltimore saying, oh, telling the police, stand down. They need to do this. They have a right to burn their city down. Common sense, ladies and gentlemen, out the door. And nobody's saying, look, we are losing our pickin' minds for the sake of political correctness and this modern era that avoids the truth. I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation continues. Stay with us. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says the U.S. military in northeast Syria will be leaving that area after Turkey's leader said he'll launch an attack on Kurdish forces there. Those Kurdish fighters fought alongside American troops in a long battle to defeat ISIS. Military analyst Mike Lyons telling CBS News the president's wanted to do this for a while.
It's part of the reason Secretary of Defense James Mattis resigned. There's been conflict since the president took over. He's been wanting to be out of this part of the world.
The oldest living former president, Jimmy Carter, not letting a fall prevent him from helping build houses for the needy. The Carter Center says the 95-year-old fell at his home in Georgia yesterday and needed stitches above his brow, but he told a crowd later,
I had a number one priority, and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our preferred rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program just celebrated its 5th anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want things to be different, then we got to start doing things different, you know? And I think that, you know, Brent Ching gave us an example of what it's all about, you know, to forgive. And he only, again, he only had that capacity to forgive because of who is in him and whose he is. And I know for some people, you hear that and they go, well, what are you talking about? Well, his identity. You know, his identity is not from the culture. It is not from this progressive culture and the Nancy Pelosi's and Chuck Schumer's and the political forces of the day. It's of a higher calling. It's his identity comes from God himself. And he gave us such an example. I mean, I don't know how many of you saw what Branching did in forgiving Amber. And it was amazing. That hug went on. It seemed endlessly, and I'm sure Amber will always remember that hug, and he will as well, and many of us will relate and remember that. And of course, you know, no sooner does this happen than you get the media, the fake media that they are, saying, well, that's fine, you know, but that's not going to do much for the racial divide because racism still, you know, still is there. Yeah, racism is here as long as you want it to be here. If that's what you hold in your heart. And that goes to blacks and whites and all people of all color. Okay? It's what we hold in our heart. And if you don't have the capacity that Brent Jean demonstrated to us and others in North Carolina, as I mentioned, you know, the people, and interesting, the thing that they had in common was their relationship with Christ. Okay? Common sense. Common sense that our founding fathers understood, that is within us, that is that, you know, that identity, that stamp that God places in all his creation. You know, some people call it a conscience. Others call it by another name. But it's that which we know the difference between right and wrong. And that's what our founding fathers understood, that self-rule was critical. And in order to have self-rule, then you had to have some connection with morality, right? If you didn't have any connection with morality and self-rule, then you're kind of like what we're doing right now. Okay, take self-morality out, then you start seeing things according to your own eyes. You can have 63 gender choices. You can start marrying your dog or your cat, you know, because marriage isn't between a man and a woman. It's, you know, it's not common. You know, common sense is out the door. You can do as you darn well please. That's what's going on. And you wonder why we're in chaos right now. And then, you know, politically, we have an outside agent coming into the D.C. Beltway that has had its way for decades. They've been able to do as they darn well please. Write rules, do things, have their own way, have their own form of health care. You know, basically bilk the people. Have your son go on a plane, you know, Air Force Two, which is the presidential plane, but in this case, the vice president was on it, so it's Air Force Two. Takes him on a plane to go do business, and then he claims like there's nothing there. Really? I mean, you're that devoid of any kind of common sense that you want people to believe that your son being on a plane to Ukraine and China, and he comes away with all this money, that's not a bad, you know, that somehow that's okay, that's acceptable. You know, come on. See, and this is the disturbing part for them, is that you have an outsider in the name of Donald Trump who comes in that, you know, we said from day one, he's not beholden to the traditions of the Beltway. When, you know, K Street doesn't own him. You know, he's self-made. He's got his own money. Look what he was able to do. But they didn't like that. And so, even before he got elected, they have been doing what it is that they do best, and that's invalidate. And they've been trying to invalidate this duly elected president since before he came into the White House. And it's been nonstop. And don't think that we're going to come to some end of it. You know, they're dragging this out for all it's worth, because they're raising, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi is raising all kinds of money. Yes, the Republicans are too. But meanwhile, what is it doing to the American people? You know, it has us all confused, we're at each other's throats, the divisiveness continues, and they want to blame Trump. And they're the ones setting the fires. Amazing, huh? And the mainstream media complicit with them. They're not doing us any favors. They're not calling it out for what it is. I mean, Peter Schweitzer, again, one of the modern-day heroes, reported on this almost 3 years ago. Same thing, you know, Peter and I had a conversation years ago when it related to Hillary Clinton and the sale of 20% of our uranium. I mean, here you are. I mean, common sense says Russia is, they're not the good guys, right? You know, they're kind of our foe, I would think, you know. And but we go ahead and, you know, and one of the big threats that Russia has for us is they're nuclearized, right? And what do? Hey, let's help you out with some elements here. We're going to give you 20% of our uranium. We're going to work out this deal here. And I don't know what Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, what they were thinking. If we did this, that we were going to have better standing with Russia. You know, the president, he goes and meets with Vladimir Putin, comes out and has a different understanding than what the mainstream media has been recording and what they've been carving out and what they've been, you know, filling us up with. And they go apoplectic. You know, he doesn't get on them. I mean, say, hey, don't mess around with our elections anymore, and doesn't pitch a fit right in front of Vladimir Putin. And so, the Helsinki reporting and everything was just bananas that Trump had mishandled this. Maybe he was tired. He didn't know what he's doing, and, you know, on and on and on. But was that, actually, the fact is that Donald Trump knew that he couldn't trust the people around him. He couldn't trust the media anymore, that this was really a mess. And then we're realizing that Ukraine, really, after everything was all said and done, and this is why we said early on, Vladimir Putin is just cracking up. He's cracking up. He's getting all this credit for disturbing, you know, the number one world power, and he has turned our country upside down. And what did he do? How much did it cost him? You know, what do they say? Less than, you know, less than $100,000, maybe $80,000. I mean, I hear the figure. It keeps expanding, you know, but it was peanuts. Hillary Clinton spent well over $1 billion, okay? And so now you got Vladimir Putin and his compatriots with a couple thousand bucks, and they have some fun. And here we are, 3 years later. Our country is being dragged, and instead of taking care of business, whether it has to do with illegal immigration, number one issue still, infrastructure, our military, just go down the list. No, we're distracted, and we're fussing over all this, and it's all brought to you by these antithetical forces because we have an outsider who'd come in. I mean, you know, with 63 million people said, look, we need some fresh blood. We need some fresh thinking there in the Beltway because these guys are knuckleheads. I mean, we're $23 trillion in debt. Are you kidding me? And it just keeps on going. Business as usual. No harm, no foul. Just let it be. Kind of amazing. You know, you think about it and where's the mainstream media? The mainstream media is carrying the water for the very people that are lighting the fires and keeping this deal done because they didn't like it. Somebody came in and moved their cheese. All right? They liked their cheese where it was. And you get an outsider who goes, no, that cheese stinks. It needs to get out of here. They're upset. And, of course, with that is the deep state, this shadow government that we've had on forever that, you know, even Chuck Schumer says, look at. If the deep state wants to get you, they're going to get you. And they're relentless. As relentless as Donald Trump is for getting this country back on track, they're equally relentless, and they're letting all their guns go full blast on this. Metaphorically speaking, you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be like Joey Behar here and suggest anything mean-spirited or anything, but, hey, this is why we have to pray for this president. Because you know, look at it, happened to John Kennedy. Why would it not happen again? Seriously. I mean, look at the dangers are abounding. And we need to continue to pray for this president and continue to support him and understand, without Donald Trump, where do you think this country goes? Think about that for a moment. I'm Bill Martinez, 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
When people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the Travel Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bill, if you haven't noticed, the left is unhinged!
A disturbing story tonight involving a school outside Washington, D.C.
Police in Northern Virginia are investigating after a 12-year-old African-American girl said three white classmates pinned her down and cut her dreadlocks.
A black sixth grader says that she was pinned down by white classmates who mocked her and cut her hair.
A 12-year-old Virginia girl says she is traumatized.
She was pinned down by white classmates who cut her hair.
Her white classmates pinned her down and cut her dreadlocks.
Her classmates called her hair ugly and nappy as they pinned her down and cut several of her dreadlocks.
Today, the girl and her family told us about what they're calling a racist attack.
Hey, the girl says she's been bullied by the same boys before.
It's very disturbing about these boys because it's heartbreaking and traumatizing for that little girl.
The wife of the vice president, Mike Pence, she teaches there.
Karen Pence teaches art part-time at Emmanuel.
Second Lady Karen Pence teaches art part-time there.
Incidents like this, they're not isolated. They're happening way too often.
Yeah. And you know what's really sad is that she didn't tell her family for a couple of days.
She didn't.
She didn't. They just noticed that her hair was shorter, and they asked her about it, and she broke down.
Because it was too upsetting.
It was too upsetting, totally understand that.
The school told CNN those involved in the incident will be out of school while police continue their investigation.
A 12-year-old girl in Northern Virginia admitted she lied about three white classmates cutting off her dreadlocks. The girl accused the sixth grade boys at a private Christian school of calling her hair ugly and nappy, holding her down, and cutting it with scissors during recess. She acknowledged the allegations were false after a police investigation.
Has to be in play, but listen to the media and how they reported it. See, whether it's anything that is sexually related, right? We went over this with Kavanaugh, and even to this day, you've got people still wanting to put an asterisk on him after they worked it and, you know, misrepresented. And meanwhile, you know, no attorneys get censured. Nothing happens. The media doesn't do any soul searching and say, look, we apologize to the listeners and the viewers and how we upset them by, you know, being complicit in this false narrative. And they jump all over this stuff, especially, you know, anything that has to do with sex, race, that sort of thing. They jump on it right away. Nobody, no calm heads are around to say, look, you know, we've been down this path before. We've been lied to. Let's slow down just a minute here. Even though you may be of color and you are a voice, an anchor, calm down. Chill out. And even if you're not a voice of color, but you want to somehow be sympathetic to the cause, how about let's exercise some common sense here and let's get all the facts first before we start jumping to conclusions, like what we're going through right now after we went through with Kavanaugh, and now we're going through the same thing with this whistleblower. All of a sudden, there's all this kind of credibility, all because people hate Trump so much that he's got to be wrong. I mean, we've got to find a way to get him out. I mean, the Democrats have been full go on and nonstop on impeaching the president and invalidating 63 million votes. Let's get him out of there, whatever it takes. And here they are. I mean, they can't even wait. And some reasonable reporters say, look at Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Why can't you guys wait? We got an election coming up. If the people don't want him, you know, they're going to vote him out. You'll win. Okay? So why can't you do that? No, let's put everything on pause. I mean, we're paying for this. This is the people's money, and we're paying for this ridiculous circus that's coming to us. And it's terrible. I mean, you hear these town hall meetings, you know, Republicans and Democrats sitting next to one another, and they're discussing, you know, this situation, and they've been sold. I mean, the people that believe Trump 100%. People that hate Trump, they hate Trump 100%. This is the reality of the America that we live in today, ladies and gentlemen, because there's no common sense. You know, we don't want to do this. You know, we'd much rather fuss and fight and be at each other's throats. And I got to tell you, enough of this stuff. You know, use your head. You're smarter than this. We are smarter than this. As I was mentioning earlier in Robert Curry's book, Reclaiming Common Sense, this is from the foreword. It says, at the heart of this wonderful book by Robert Curry is the simple belief that you as a human being can govern yourself. That shouldn't be a controversial proposition, but when an army of federal bureaucrats, university professors, and social science experts begin telling you how you ought to be living your life or running your business or raising your children, you might start to wonder. You may begin doubting your own ability to make decisions and to distinguish truth from false, with the fundamental faculty of common sense. Right there. Goes back. You know, did God really say? You know, that was the first big question and lie that got through our parents in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? Get them to disengage from the truth of God. Common sense. So get us to disengage from common sense, the truth of God, and they can have their way with us. And this is what they've been doing for decades. They've done it in our institutions. They've taken over, and they've tossed common sense out of the universities. And we're paying, you know, we're paying the tuition. I say we, yes, we are as taxpayers, but even as parents, we're paying to have our kids indoctrinated, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're left with tuition debt. And we've had to mortgage the house to get them through because we were told that the, you know, a college education is absolutely paramount. It is fundamental if there's going to be any future for our children. So we bought into that narrative. We've invested in it. And what they've given us back are kids that have been turned into robots, you know, evacuated of any kind of common sense. And here it is. And this is what we've paid for. And they're not happy with that, so now we've got a government that's unhinged, distinguished of common sense, I should say extinguished of common sense, and we're wondering what's going on. Meanwhile, you know, the traditional flyover country, Main Street America, looks at it and goes, these guys are idiots. They are absolute idiots. And they sit there and they just shake their heads and they go, you know what? I'm going to go watch sports. I'm going to do something else. I just can't even handle this anymore. It is so insane. At some point, you know, wake me up when it's over. And at some point, maybe enough of them will fall off the roof to realize that, you know, gravity still exists. And maybe we can get on with people's business. But I'm telling you what, they're not going down without a fight, ladies and gentlemen, because they've got us all convinced that we don't need common sense. Because, as Brian Kennedy goes on to write, says, when citizens no longer trust common sense, when they doubt their primary means of distinguishing true from false, they can fall prey to ideologies that are antithetical to self-rule and to human freedom. Get that? Okay? Antithetical to self-rule and to human freedom. What is happening? We're losing our freedoms at every turn here, brought to you by these progressives, by the Biden Obamas, by the Nancy Pelosi's, this progressive group, the squad that wants us to check in our brains at the door. Don't worry about it. They're going to take care of us. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, they're going to take care of us. Take your guns away. You know, you don't need to defend yourself. We've got police here. They can take care of you. Oh, okay. So in a situation where you're attacked and, you know, resolutions occur in seconds and it takes the police, with all due respect, I'm not saying anything about the men in blue. We love the men in blue. We love what they do. I mean, every day they leave their homes, they kiss their wives and their kids goodbye, and they go out and they do a work on behalf of the people. And then they got to put up with this kind of junk and deal with bad people. Okay. But the fact of the matter is that when they respond, on average, according to the experts, John Lott and others, we're talking anywhere from 12, 19 minutes for them to show up. Well, minutes in a situation that occurs in seconds leaves you pretty vulnerable, right? So turn over your guns. You know, our founding fathers said there was something important. I mean, the second most important thing that we could do beyond our speech is have the ability to defend ourselves, right? Second most important, Second Amendment, okay? Absolutely critical. And we've got people here going, no. We're going to get rid of guns. We're going to get rid of guns because, you see, the problem, you got to go back. You abandoned common sense, and tied to common sense is morality. You abandon that and you're running amok. Is it any wonder that we have this? And we've got politicians. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it astounds me that some of the conversations out there that think that they can stop people and stop these mass murders. No, they cannot. I don't care what you do. I mean, we had a situation where it wasn't guns. It was, what was it, knives or something? The other day, or something bludgeoning or whatever, where, you know, several people were murdered. You know, this is the history of us humanoids. We've found a way to be mean and to murder people. Whether you do it with a rock, a stick, you know, other means, and you want to take somebody out, you're going to take them out. And why is that going to happen? Because what's in your heart? Your heart is so dark and black. And look, this is, sadly, it comes with the human journey and the choices that we make, good and evil. But you take out morality, there's no conscience, there's no governor on our behavior. Yeah, then you can bop somebody over the head with a stick or, you know, shoot them and, you know, whatever, pay the consequences. Or, you know, people will be so, you know, so conditioned in their mind that they think nothing. They live for, you know, mass murder, you know, whether it's taking a car and running through a bunch of people or, you know, blowing up buildings and on. It exists. But we need to maintain self-rule in our ability to defend ourselves. The number two amendment in our U.S. Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, vitally important. But no morality, we're unhinged, and look what you've got. You've got the America that we have today, and you've got a force, an antithetical force out there that says, you don't know better. But lucky for you, you have a smart people who can tell you how to live and why. Ugh. We've got more after this. Stay with us.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of